All right, after the closing jingle, we have an interview with Chris Young that you won't want to miss. So don't forget, when the jingle starts, don't turn off the podcast. There's still more.
And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Big D and Bubba. They have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so kind of they have an extra one. Mm-hmm. And that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast.
What's the Bubble Toes lady? Colby Kaye.
Big D and Bubble Weekly Podcast.
I don't know what you're talking about.
The Big D and Bubble Weekly Podcast.
Is it the who?
Colby Calais.
Oh, Colby Calais.
Yeah.
Oh, that's...
However you say it, it's kind of Colby. I like that. I like little Bubba Toes, man.
Baby Shark.
Just wanted to put that in your head, too.
That's a lot. I appreciate
you're very welcome.
Baby Shark.
Man, we had a week, didn't we?
Man,
Lord, we've had a year, honestly.
It has been insane. So I haven't even been able to celebrate what happened yesterday because I immediately, as soon as we got the news, we did our stuff here.
Yesterday?
Huh?
What happened yesterday?
What happened yesterday, we had a little visit from Lorianne Crook, and then she announced the big thing on the show and all that, and then I immediately had to go pick up my parents and drive them to another state, and then back. I had like a 9.5-hour drive.
Yeah, you had a day, like, man.
So we had a day, we had a week, and that's just the beginning. This year is not even halfway over. What?
Yeah, no, man. It's flying quick.
We have the ACM Awards coming up here on, what is it, Wednesday night?
Thursday night.
Yeah, and we've got so much going on, we're not even going to be making the trip to Dallas.
Yeah. Well, they kind of do the broadcast winners kind of wonky. It's the day before at a restaurant. And I was kind of like, oh, okay.
So you don't even get to go up on the stage.
Yeah, and they do that. I think the last time we won, it was the day of, right? Didn't we? It was still like at a bar.
No, it was the day before.
It was too.
It was day before, and we were at the baseball stadium. Yeah, we were at Arlington Park, and because that was the day Big and Rich were there, remember? And we took that picture with them.
Yes.
Yeah, that was at the baseball field the day prior, and then so that's why we're wearing different outfits and everything too.
Is it too late for us to go, though? And by us, I mean me.
No, I mean, if you want to go.
Because I mean, because Backstreet Boys are going to be there.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, could I please just be close enough to Kevin?
Priorities.
Oh, my God.
Why have we not had him into the studio?
Well, we've only had AJ. So, Kevy Kev, he actually left the band for a hot minute a while ago. And so, yeah, Kevin's my man. And
from the Backstreet Boys?
Yeah. Kevin Richardson is his name. So I love me some
Kevin.
Kev. Our friend Kelly Sutton was with them at Stagecoach. And so she was posting these pictures on Messenger. I'm like, oh, my gosh, you know I love Kevin. And then she's like, oh, I didn't realize like he was your favorite. So I sent her a screenshot of my camera roll from the last time I went to go see them. And it's nothing but pictures of Kevin because I don't take pictures of all of them. It's just straight Kevin pictures.
Now I'm looking at pictures of when he was younger and now he's better looking
Those cheekbones. He also looks a lot like Snoop Dogg.
He does.
Oh, wow. Oh, man. Yeah, I'm looking at the pics, and I'm like, yeah, that's kind of crazy.
Yeah, the internet figured that one out. But, no, I love – Kevin is my dark and stormy. Oh, I love Kevin.
Do you talk like this all the time?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you say things like – I always think
– maybe should be inside?
No. I mean, like, he's my dark and stormy.
Yeah.
Like, I don't – no well, one
who,
would say
who's
that.
Your light and sunny?
Who's light and sunny? Wow.
Yeah, it's because you don't have one. You like them all dark and stormy.
You do like the brooding type.
Especially the stormy.
Yeah, you liked Edward from...
Yes, of course. Rob Pattinson. Yeah. I do. Yeah, I like my vampires because Alexander Skarsgård, he's blonde. I don't know if that counts as light and sunny.
No.
But yeah, no.
He can't step into the sun.
Do I like good boys? I don't know. No, because even like Donnie was my favorite new kid. He was the one that used to set things on fire. So...
So
he was
there's
the bad
not a
boy.
Single good guy? Like,
do I like a human golden retriever? Luke Newton from Bridgerton. He seems like a pretty good dude, but he has dark hair. But he seems like a good human. And Colin is his character on Bridgerton is Golden Retriever. So I'll say Colin Bridgerton is my one Golden Retriever boy.
Huh.
Yeah. Yeah, there was. Yeah, I guess I like the bad boys.
Hey, what happened to you? A lot of people have been asking about your date, and they're like, what happened? Because Carson said she was going on a date, and then we haven't talked about it. And I think it does need to be mentioned that you canceled the date.
Carson got real tired. Carson needed a nap. So we have rescheduled for a couple days from now.
Okay.
So when I tell you, I have been out every single night. Remember, guys, last week, I don't think we did a
for
podcast.
Weeks, actually.
Yeah. I went out to the midnight release of a record album. And then I had a dinner the next night. Then I had something the night after that. Yeah, I went to some festival for bourbon and champagne. Then I had a concert. Then I was, then I went to a musical. And then I was out with dinner with a friend of mine, and we shut the restaurant down. It shut at 10. We left at 11.
And you got there at like 3 in the afternoon?
Yeah. We sat at that bar all day. So when I tell you my exhaustion level, all I wanted to do, I started talking to you guys off the air, and Dee goes, are you drunk? And I was like, no, I'm just tired. I was so tired.
Yeah, you were like,
I'm usually a faster talker. Mm-hmm. And I was very, very slow with my words. And it was because I was so tired that I messaged the guy and said, can we reschedule this? Because I just can't.
By the way, fun hack, if you are listening to the podcast on a podcast app, just slow it down a hair because you can control the speed. If you slow it down, 0.5?
Yeah.
We all sound drunk. We sound hammered. It is all like this all of a sudden. It's pretty fun. So if you ever want any, and this works for any podcast, if you ever want something to sound funner or drunker, you can do it that way.
Mm-hmm. Schaefer had a night. He was mm-hmm. at the Metallica show at Nissan Stadium in Nashville.
Oh, I've been on the struggle bus all day, too. Mm. Since about 11 o'clock, I've been wanting to nod off.
He came in. Bless I was man. Like, oh, look at this guy. He is ready.
Yeah. Good show. Enjoyed it. First time I'd ever seen them.
You got going to ACDC? That's not the next one.
I'm thinking about it.
I think so. I forgot Pretty Reckless was opening, and I've never seen them, and I really want to see Pretty Reckless, which is Cindy Lou Who from the Grinch movie. Grew up and has a rock band.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I would have missed that one.
Yep.
Which one of the kids from Talladega Nights is a singer now, too?
Oh, that's right.
Walter
yeah.
Texas Ranger.
It's the guy I ran into at the Opry.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
I was like, hey, what's going on? He's like, well, I'm a singer-songwriter. You may know me from Talladega Nights. And I was like, do what?
And then you're like,
and then I'm
I
like,
sure
oh, my
do.
Gosh, yes, that's
I
you.
Sure do.
That's you're the redheaded kid.
Yeah.
I'll come after you like a spider monkey.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've almost seen AC/DC live. I haven't seen them in person, but I saw Jim Brewer at a private party one time.
Oh.
Jim Brewer from Saturday Night Live does the best AC/DC tribute. I think I don't know why he didn't have a little side band, you know, like JBDC. That would have
well,
been cool.
Well, but he kind of had a band thing worked into his routine for a couple of years. Where he was doing stand-up, but he actually had a band worked into it.
Oh, I don't remember any of that.
And then Dane Cook kind of stole that idea and ran with it.
We need to get Jim back in. His stories of traveling the country with his dad were great.
Yeah,
we haven't had him in a long... It's probably been 5 years, maybe. No, longer.
Oh, way longer.
It was probably 5 years before, 5 years ago.
Yeah, he hasn't been here while I've been here, so it's definitely not.
Yeah. Yeah, so it would have been... Yeah, because you've been here 9...
Almost 9, yeah.
So, yeah, it's probably been 10 years. Yeah. It's so weird because, I think 5 years in my brain, but no, we had the lockdowns, and that was 30 years.
Yeah.
So
it is.
Yeah, well, they do those things like, well, you remember Wilford Brimley in Cocoon? He was 24 when he was in that.
Tom Cruise, is when they put up the pictures of Blanche Devereaux from the Golden Girls next to Jennifer Lopez saying they were the same age in these pictures, and you're like,
lies. What?
It's not, though.
What?
Yeah. It's not.
Yeah.
Uh-uh. A lot of it has to do with hairstyles, because longer hair makes you think younger, but also Jennifer Lopez looks a little different than Rue McClanahan.
It's money. It's money, it's style, you know, not just the hairstyle, but the clothes you wear, your fitness level, all that kind of stuff. Like, man, you can tell a really rich person by how healthy they are. I've never seen an overweight, at least in the last 15 years, I have not seen an overweight CEO of any company.
Remember, we used to call those people fat cats.
Yeah.
And now it's the antithesis because these guys are all, they're up at 3 a.m. with their trainers and they have the private chefs that are making these meals. So they are, there's not an ounce of fat on them.
Look at Jeff Bezos. Jeff Bezos was dopey looking. And now he's like, what?
I mean, he still is.
No, but if you look at Bezos,
yeah,
and
he's
you look
ripped
at,
up, but he's dude, he's
but he's still
on stuff.
But I'm saying,
from the neck
though,
up, he's still.
But he's
still an internet guy.
But even from the neck up, if you look at his grooming and everything, he's definitely more taken care of. And
he
the
orders
same thing,
his needles from Amazon.
Zuckerberg is the same thing. Zuckerberg looks way healthier. What was the thing where they put the beard on him or whatever?
Oh,
and
like
all of a sudden it was like, ooh, look at Zuckerberg.
Look at Zaddy.
Man, hormone replacement, my man.
What's that?
Hormone replacement.
I need that. I need that big time.
I'm signing a buddy of mine. He takes tests and he's been on it for 2 years. I said, how you like it? He goes, dude, the first time I tried it, it was like riding lightning. I'm like, wow, really? He's like, it's wild.
If you take it, doesn't it like mess you up permanently?
I think you have to be on it
forever.
Forever. I think. I don't know.
Okay. That's what that's how I have assumed my life is going to be on the weight loss drugs. That I'm going to have to take this forever. Otherwise, I'm going to gain weight again. So
you think so?
Yeah.
You don't think you'll get used to like...
No, because it changed. It's not so much... It's because people are like, oh, did you learn how to eat better? I said, no, it changed my brain chemistry. Mm-hmm. That when I try to explain to people who are normal size that I just looked at everybody around me and assumed they just had more willpower than I did. I thought you were better at when the food would yell at me from my freezer or it would yell at me from my cabinet. Oh, you guys don't hear food noise? Wait, you don't? You didn't have that?
I always hear people talk about food noise.
Yeah.
I don't hear food noise. Like, I just go,
yeah,
I'm bored. And then I walk to the pantry
right.
or
but
look
But also,
in the fridge
like, I've been overweight probably since I was in fourth or fifth grade. And even then, I was sneaking food. That something drove me to, like, oh, there's Twinkies in the house. Go eat them. And I just thought everybody knew that. Like, oh, well, there's ice cream in the freezer. Of course you're going to eat it all. And now things stay in my cabinet. And I realize, oh, like, it expired. I've never had food expire on me before because I ate it too quickly.
Wow.
So, yeah. So when I tell you legitimately, it changed my brain chemistry. And I don't have, I don't know what it's like to be depressed or bipolar. I don't have any of those things. I haven't been diagnosed with them. But I wonder if it's the same thing that when you take those kind of medications and it just alters your brain chemistry. That's what this has done for me. It altered my brain chemistry.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So that's why I think I have to be on it forever.
I wish there was like a drug that would make me not bored because I think I would be fine then. I think if I, you know, or at least make me motivated to go walk. I wish I could go walk. I did go to the gym last night.
Good for you.
I drove all that time and I got out of the car. I was like, I'm so stoked. I pull up to the gym. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to go work out and this will be great. I've been driving just sedentary all day. I go to get out of the car. I went, nope. I'm not going to do anything. Legs, no squats, no nothing.
That's a long day just sitting.
Yeah.
Dude, and you know what? It actually felt good to go and work out and lift weights and all that. And I was like, oh, this was a good idea. And then I went home and I was wired.
Yeah.
That's the bad thing because it was like, it was 9 o'clock or whatever by the time I started lifting. And by the time I was done and got everything done and showered and all, I'm like wide awake.
And it's funny because people say that about working out, that you get that rush of endorphins and you go. There was a few years back when I was getting up super early in the morning and I was working out before we came in to do the show.
That.
And my alarm was going off at like 2:30. And I would go to the gym and I'd work out. And then I would go home and I would get in the shower and then I would lay down for another like 20 minutes.
In the shower?
I would sleep. No, I would have my robe on. Like I'd gotten out of the shower and I would let myself take a 20-minute nap. I had no problem falling right back to sleep. My body was like, nope, we're going to take another one. And I found that it was silly because that's why I was getting up so early was so I could build that nap time in between the shower and coming back in here.
Oh, man.
That's smart, though, because then you're still burning fat while you're even napping at that point.
Yeah, I just wanted, I love sleep. Man, it's great.
Sleep's pretty good.
It's
man.
So great, man.
Yeah, once you figure out whatever your thing is about getting good sleep, man, it's all with your pillow situation or temperature or fan or noise or whatever.
See, and I think that's the problem with living alone, because you don't have someone to get into a rhythm with. So I don't know what it's like. It's been years since I've slept well. I'm so envious of you. Like, Big D goes to bed at 6 o'clock at night sometimes.
I sleep alone and it's pretty great, Bubba. I'm just saying, maybe we need to get you a new mattress.
My mattress ain't the problem. Oh, I think it's my brain.
Yeah. I tell you, man, I slept terribly for years and years and years until I got the CPAP. And now I sleep great most of the time.
I have a problem once I'm asleep. I don't wake up through the night. It's getting to that point. And I know on one of my dating app things, I talk about it. Like, you know, to fall asleep, you have to pretend that you're asleep.
Yeah, good point.
I try that even sometimes, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, it's taking me. I'll sit there and pretend to sleep for an hour. I have laid there not touching my phone, complete darkness, sometimes with the fan on high, sometimes with it on low, sometimes with a sound machine, sometimes with music in the background, Native American flute. I've done it all, and I don't know.
Change subject. We we've got the ACMs coming up. We have Cinco de Mayo coming up.
Congratulations on your ACM award.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, well, thank you. Congratulations.
Congrats to all in this room.
Yeah, for sure, man. It's awesome. Yes. Yay.
Woo! Golf clap. You were saying Cinco de Mayo?
My
Star Wars Day?
Hang on a second.
May the fourth be with you.
So we have that. Plus, we got Mother's Day coming up. It's got a busy kind of time of the year. Is it just me? Does it seem like this year is going by so weird?
Yes.
Overly crazy fast.
So fast. And I keep thinking it's because I changed up my social life this year. I've told you, I intentionally was, I want to be out. I want to reinforce friendships. There are people that I've always said, hey, we should be friends. Oh, we should go out. And then we never do. So I've made it a point to do that. And then I go, is it because I'm doing more things that time seems to go by quicker because my days are more full? But my gosh, I woke up and it was May.
I know.
This is crazy.
I know.
So, and then we're going into summer, which is even like that's always going to be the busiest season.
I was going to say, I think that's part of it. The busier you are, the faster things go. It's, you know, everybody knows like when you're at work and it's a slow day, it seems to take forever.
Yeah. And when you're having fun, it's time flies. They say that.
I was just going to say, there's no slow days around here. Yeah. We really don't have any slow days.
Yeah. It's usually, it's our days are, I don't know. I still think we would, I think a TV show would be awesome for us. Like a follow along show. Just to see how everything is, whatever.
Yeah, we could do that.
Oh, God, it's so much work. It's just adding more work. You got to get
some. And by we, I mean Garrett. Yeah, he'd have to. I was being like, Garrett, you just follow us around with iPhones.
The problem is you would have to have somebody follow Garrett around because.
Oh, that's true.
I mean, he's the young, attractive one. He would be the breakout
star. That's
true.
You're right. Yeah, we need to bring the hot.
Yeah, you got to do that. I mean.
We shouldn't do this because I'm going to then overtake the show and then it's going to make this show look bad and it's going to make me look amazing.
You're going to be the Urkel? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
So
then I'm going to be on to bigger and better things without you.
That's right.
That's all right. We have your spare parts. We just hire your brother.
He would not be able to do my job.
What?
Are you guys not similar, like in that kind of way?
No, he's
your twin brother. Would mean.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he doesn't really have the same capabilities as me artistically, I guess.
That's so interesting because
he's actually
else,
one of the worst artists I've ever seen.
So you guys are the most identical of identical twins.
Yep, we got our cheeks swabbed for our 13th birthday and it came back like we're in like the top percentile of like twins.
Okay. Dude, the first time I met you guys I was like, I don't know which one's Garrett and I don't know which one's Brian.
I mean, my mom and dad still mix us up because
there was
crazy.
One day where I walked into the green room and Brian was sitting in there. And I guess you hadn't told me he was coming. So I started like saying something to him and I'm like, oh, you're the brother. Sorry, my bad. You know,
you should do that. You should just sit somewhere. And when somebody starts to talk to you, go, I'm sorry, I'm Brian.
Yeah.
Well, people do that. They're like, hey, Brian. And I just say, hey, what's up? Because there's no point in me correcting them. You know, like I'm just going to take whatever you tell me.
So for us, none of us are twins, but that's so bizarre that there's another human who looks just exactly like you.
I know. It's weird for my girlfriend Mariah, too, because she lives with us. And so maybe one of us will be at the stove cooking or something, and she'll come up behind thinking it's me, and then, no, it's Brian. And
so I mean, you realize it's just a version of Three's Company, right?
Has she ever accidentally, like, gone up behind Brian and gone on his butt?
Maybe once or twice, yeah. It's definitely, maybe not like a butt slap, something similar to that, yeah.
That's like, what happened. Do you mean by similar?
Like a hug from behind or something, I don't know. Just some sort of affection.
That's so weird.
Are y'all the same body shape? Like, he hasn't gained weight or anything?
Yeah, we're the same. I mean, he got muscular for a second, but then he lost it, and so now we're back to being even.
Are you happy about that?
Yeah, I mean, all I had to do was sit around and do nothing and watch him, you know, ruin his life.
He'll come back around.
Yeah.
It's so crazy, though, like, when you think about, you know, like, you see twins over the years, they start to, you know, their paths will do this. Like you just said, he got muscular for a minute, you know, whatever. I mean, like, you can send your brother off into Weird World and see what would happen to you if you went into Weird World.
We do that. Whenever we go to the store and we're shopping for clothes and there's no mirrors or fitting rooms, I'm like, hey, put this on real quick so I can see. I can see how this looks on me.
Oh, my gosh.
That's weird. Never thought about that.
You know, cool. I was just reading an article the other day. There were these, they called them the Playboy twins, because I think like 10, 15 years ago they were Hefner's girlfriends. They were in that stable, right? And if you see them now, they have gained a tremendous amount of weight. And
both of them?
Both of them. So it's like they, as much as they were these teeny, teeny, tiny little Playboy girlfriends, and now they were doing this interview, and they still look exactly the same, just as the body on both of them was still.
They gained weight in the same places.
Yes.
Because that's interesting.
They're still identical. They are still identical.
Is that the Shannon twins?
Maybe. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it goes down to like your genetics. Like if Brian were to have a child with someone else, technically that child would be close enough in DNA to me that I could consider it my child as well.
You know you can get away with a crime, too. There's an episode of Law & Order SVU where one of the twins killed their therapist, but because the twin was wearing a hoodie, they couldn't identify which one came in, and because of the DNA being so close, that right there was the built-in reasonable doubt.
Mm-hmm.
So just saying, if there's anyone on your list, you guys are each other's alibis.
Wait, let's go back. Rewind a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So because you couldn't determine exactly which one of the twins,
mm-hmm.
that it was thrown out and they were just...
Because it's reasonable doubt.
So both of them are innocent?
Yeah, because if... Okay, let's say you say Brian killed the therapist. And Brian says Garrett killed the therapist. That's it. Because DNA cannot exonerate either one of you. And because they had the video of one twin going in, we know that it was a singular action. And so therefore... They were their own alibis. Mm-hmm.
What about gait? Because, like, you know, like even walking style and all that.
We have similar walks, too. But he has, like, a groin injury from a long time ago, so he kind of has a little bit of a different gait than I do because of that. But
You shouldn't have admitted that.
Yeah, you shouldn't have said anything.
Yeah, now it's on tape.
Or if you're going to go kill someone, get you a motorized scooter. You guys scoot. Go do it.
Now, being a twin's crazy. I always have someone to throw the ball with. Aww. And I wasn't allowed to have sleepovers as a kid because my mom said, you have a sleepover every night.
That's amazing. I love it.
We have McDonald's at home.
Oh, that's the worst, though. That's terrible.
Yeah, it sucked.
I mean, you got ripped off, man.
Oh, and I wonder if there's twins that like hate each other, but they have to go do stuff together.
When I worked at Chick-fil-A, there was a set of twins, and they were identical, just like Brian and I, and they could not stand each other. And they talked so much crap about each other to us. And I'm like, how could you do this to your own twin? Like, that's your literal blood.
That's right. It's almost you.
Yeah. Wow. Bizarre.
Yeah, I remember. See, what's interesting to me is that you've always had somebody in your life that looks just like you. Until I had met my birth mother, I had never had anyone in the world because of my adoption that looked like me. I had never met anybody. And then the day that I met her and she opened the door, it was so bizarre because it was during all the COVID stuff, but there was this lady in a mask and we had the exact same eyes. Mm-hmm. Like Carson and her dad have the same eyes. Mm-hmm. To see that in another person for the first time was mind-blowing.
I bet as an adult being able to process that, because as kids, you just grow up.
Yeah.
And people, your family.
I look my mom and her dad.
So yeah, yeah.
Did you and your mom have the same calves?
No, but so I've since begun, you know, finding other relatives and all that. And one of my cousins, she first time we met, she goes, "Oh my gosh, you have the calves!" Apparently, it is a genetic thing for all the guys in the family. They all have big calves. I'm like, "What? That's crazy!"
Yeah.
And so, like Frankie, my son, he's got them.
Wow.
I'm jealous. Yeah. Because my calves are.
Oh, do you know how many people that try to get in shape and are like bodybuilders all that are trying to get those calves that you have naturally?
Calves are the hardest muscle to build on
your
body.
That's why, because people do calf implants.
Yeah.
I remember watching an episode of MTV's True Life, and the guy went to go get calf implants.
Do you know how terrible it was when I tore my calf? It was the worst. I feel like
we could have heard it rip.
I mean,
your calves are so big.
I heard it. It was a thump. When I planted and turned, I was running full speed, you know, sprint, and I planted my foot sideways and turned. And when I did, I heard thump like that. It was that kind of tone, and I went, "Oof! Oh, crap." Mm. And then I immediately tried to put weight on it again, and it was done.
Are you an organ donor?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
I am.
Because if something happens to you, I want your calves.
Dude, they're gonna be able to help 50 people with one calf.
Oh my god!
Yeah, that's gonna be my new knee. I get some of his ligaments.
To put it in perspective, because they measured me one time at the gym. Remember I told you about that?
Yeah.
21 inches. I don't know. That's like most people's thighs.
I mean, we were talking about how you can't.
There are women with waists smaller than that.
Yeah, you can't wear cowboy boots.
I can't.
No.
They had to give me, when I was firefighting, they had to get me specially measured and cut down fire boots to be able to work, to be able to do fires. Like, that's crazy.
Dude, I just pulled it up. A thigh circumference of 21 inches is considered within the average range for women. That's insanity.
So, do they work well? Like, you jump high?
Yeah.
No, God, yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's fast. I know he's a little extra weight, but he's not really.
In high school, I used to run a 4.3 pretty regular.
Yeah, he's fast. He's fast.
That one of my buddies on softball, Lewis is like, "You're the fastest fat guy I've ever seen in my life."
Too. And you're really not fat, but I mean, yes, it's.
Well, I mean,
I would watch him he and I first got together.
100 pounds overweight, by the way.
When he and I first got together, kids would come out and, you know, we do appearances and stuff, and he's like, you know, he's kind of, you know, the goofy guy, whatever. And he would be like, "Hey," and he would squat down. First off, okay, who's doing that? And then he would leap like a frog from a squatted position and like clear their head. And I'm like, what in the world? How do you? Or stepping up on like a really high thing. He'll just step up on one leg and gun on up. I'm like, what?
Reminds me of one of my favorite moments this week where we were talking to Free Beer and Hot Wings after you guys got the nomination for the Radio Hall of Fame. And they're like, "Yeah, bet you can't do a kickflip." And there's Bubba like, "Yeah. Yeah, I can." And I've seen him do it.
What is a kickflip again?
Skateboard.
Skateboard, you think?
Yeah.
You don't know what a kickflip is?
I wouldn't either.
I don't. I'm sorry.
I actually was doing
heel flips. Also, what a weird flex. Oh, you won an ACM, but you could do a kickflip.
What is, I don't know. I didn't get it. I love those guys.
Won an ACM, but you can't hang off a mountain.
They made much darker jokes later on that were very funny.
Oh, okay.
I did like their weight joke.
The weight joke was outstanding.
There's like seven of them in the room, and they were just talking to D and I, and they're like, "Hey, collectively, our shows weigh the same."
Yeah, I think there was six in the studio at the time. Yeah, that was a good joke. And of course, they waited until after you guys were off the air. But I'm like,
they should have said it on. We appreciate that.
Yeah.
Dude, that's the joke about kid was so funny.
Oh, it's out there because they've posted the video. So it's all out there.
Yeah, I was like, oh, man. I miss, like, we were talking about this the other day about somebody was asking what hurt radio the most. I said, actually, radio was hurt by four things. Really three, but there was a fourth. Radio back in the 90s was deregulated. And everything kind of changed because where you would have 12 to 20 different companies in town to work for, and then let's say you get fired, so you go to the next place in town. And you go, you could, within an hour of your home, you had 100 different options of places to work. Now you have two or three because of deregulation. Mm-hmm. Those companies also paid, you know, 20 times or 40 times cash flow for these properties, way too much money for it. So their debt load became too great. So they ended up having to start whittling people down by salaries. And then you look at the things that happened culturally that changed the game. You had the Nipplegate, where the fines went from, what was it, $50,000 for like some kind of profane action on the show. But then after that, it became, they changed it to $500,000. Mm-hmm. Plus it was $500,000, not just for that, but let's say if you were like Howard Stern back in the day and you were on 10 stations, well, that all of a sudden was $500,000 times 10. So then obviously that helped run him away. And also all of those crazy, what did they used to call them, shock jocks? Mm-hmm. All of those guys left radio because they couldn't afford the $500,000 to do their shtick.
Most of them weren't that good anyway.
I know, but still, the point is it ran them off. And then, you know, the guys like D and I, we were heavy stunt, heavy, you know, things like that. We always were doing some silly, crazy radio stunt. That had to stop because of the we for the we. So that is now the fourth one. That's the lawsuits. When the lady held her pee to try to win a Wii, and she died, that was the end of it. That was the end of that era as well. So everybody was too afraid to do anything semi-close to being profane because they didn't want to get sued. They were too afraid to do any more of the stunts anymore because they would get sued or they would get the fines. Then they had nowhere to go. They had no options in town if they got fired.
Look, Garrett has volunteered to be tased on the show. We just haven't done it yet.
Dude, I wanted to do that for years.
No.
But I'll be honest with you. I wanted to do it with Patrick.
Yeah, he would have made it.
No to Garrett, but
Garrett, we love you, man. But no, I don't think I want to.
We're not tasing anyone. Oh my gosh, I get nervous enough when you guys climb the fire escape out here.
Remember the time I wanted to have somebody put on a bulletproof vest?
Yeah, and shoot him.
And shoot him. Yeah, I was like, yeah, man, we can totally do it. And nobody wanted to do it. I'm like, fine, whatever.
I've seen they've done that in real life, like people who make them.
Yeah.
They'll demonstrate it. They'll have someone shoot them, and they are fine.
The guys with the bulletproof glass in cars for windshields, I've watched those. The guy with the stab-proof vest, that video made the rounds like just a couple days ago.
Yeah, I saw that.
I trust that your product works, but I still am not going to be the demo.
There's a stab-proof vest? That's kind of cool. What is it, like that chainmail or something?
They just say stab proof.
I got some of those gloves for like shucking oysters, you know?
Yeah.
And maybe it's like made with that. It's some kind of weird little fiber.
Well, I'll tell you what, you should have those gloves if you're going to be doing like a mandolin. If you're using a mandolin, like you're slicing.
Like potatoes?
Yeah. It's called a mandolin. What if it's got written? You're going really fast.
You're just giving me the all of the shakes.
No, I know, man. I slid off the end of my thumb last year.
That happened to my nieces.
The worst.
They were doing it for a big Thanksgiving thing we all got together for, and they're slicing, and one slices off the tip of her finger, so the other one starts making, the other sister starts making fun of her, and then immediately, while she's making fun of her, slices hers off, too.
Oh, my gosh, no.
Back to back, and I'm like, I'm skipping the potatoes.
No. That's why I don't cook.
I'm not having any of that.
Trust me.
I have a scar on my hand from where I put a knife through it, slicing an avocado.
Really?
Yeah, because... And they tell you, avocado accidents are this ridiculous percentage amount of ER visits. And it's because you slice it in half, and then you've got to get the pit out.
Yeah.
And like an idiot, I'm holding it in my hand, and I go to stab it with the knife, and I miss the avocado and just drove it straight through the webbing of my fingers.
I'm sorry to laugh at you. Yeah. You see it, I'm like, I see this.
Yeah.
This
and I'm like... Ah, it did not stop bleeding. And so, no, I still have that white scar. And this is years old. So, and you know what? All you need to do is put that little avocado on the counter. You thunk it with the knife blade. You give it a little wiggle. Pit comes out.
Yeah.
I'm an idiot.
They make a when I did my thumb, I went to the what do you call it? The
ER?
No.
Urgent care.
Urgent care. Because I couldn't get it to stop bleeding. Like, even with overnight, it was still bleeding. And so I went in, and they kind of cleaned it up a little bit, and then they put a little, it comes in squares. You can buy it on Amazon. It comes in squares, and they just cut it to the size they needed for the little cut. And they just laid it on where it was bleeding and just kind of held it there and then let it go, and the bleeding stopped. It was...
Oh.
I was like, what is this? And they're like, oh, it's blah, 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 blah. And so I Googled it, and yeah, you can order it.
Is it like super glue? Or?
No, it's like a...
Almost like a butterfly type thing?
No, it looks like... it almost looks like a card, like this right here.
Okay.
This business card.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that. The same kind of consistency.
Because I've seen those things, they're like butterflies, but they're not butterflies. They've got little spikes in them. And it's like some kind of like, it's like an emergency stitch. So if you need stitches. Yeah,
and it pulls it.
Yeah, it pulls
I've seen that.
And then it's got the little prongs that will hold everything together.
Yeah. Well, mine wasn't I didn't have stitches. It was just like a little, it was only about that yay big or so. But it stopped the bleeding. So I have them at the house.
Oh, that's a good idea.
But now when I hold my thumb up, it's like you can see it's missing a side. It's like a little. Oh, that was the worst. And I was doing onions, and yikes. I'd gotten down to the part where it was pretty thin, and it cut my skin the same diameter as the onion.
And then you couldn't tell.
And I couldn't tell because it was that.
That's why I said I was skipping the potatoes, because we couldn't find the pieces.
Oh, there's blood all over the onions. I know. Well, yeah, I cleaned them up.
Who wants the scallop potatoes?
I got scalloped for the scallop.
Oh, I think my mother had hopes that I would be a doctor, and we figured out real quick in my life that I have no tolerance for blood, bodily fluids, none of it.
You know what's weird? So during the firefighter days, I could showing up and seeing all the gross stuff. I was fine with it. But in the wild, like at my house, if my son, like even like my kids with a wiggly loose tooth, I'm like, oh, no, get that away from me.
That's funny.
But like I could go to do whatever and it never because I guess it was because I didn't know them.
Yeah.
Maybe
separated.
I don't know. But if you guys ever get hurt, I might puke. Just
See,
saying.
I've always had these images of something happening and you like jumping in and saving the day.
Yeah, I thought Bubba was our savior.
I'll do my best.
Oh, well, that's not
great.
Encouraging, is it?
I'll do your best.
He'll be.
Says the C student.
He'll come in. I got all the stuff. I got the sutures and the, what do you have?
Tourniquet.
In the car. He's going to come in.
No, I've got one here in the studio.
Oh, my gosh.
I've got
no
a whole thing, and I got a little pair of scissors to trim off your pants if I need to.
Yeah, but the problem is you won't be able to use it because you're going to be out there.
Yeah. Have you ever, in training, do you dry heave trying to do it as well at the same time?
Actually, I've only dry heaved once in my life.
Oh, well.
And it was because of you, and that will never happen. That story will never come out.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Good.
Exactly.
Don't tell.
There are photos somewhere on an SD card from one of those Sony cameras from back in the day.
Corpus Christi.
Oh, I have a bunch of those SD cards in my office that look like they could be pretty old. Maybe
this wasn't our camera.
No, this wasn't ours.
It was somebody else's camera.
Guy. He's a record guy, I think. No,
he is.
Is it Chris Young time?
Yes, it is. Yeah. Okay.
Schaefer's like, I went to Metallica last night. Can we get out of
Please
this?
Please go home.
Yeah.
I still have more stuff to do after, but.
It was a podcast, but now it's Shark. Right. It's a party.
All right. Everyone have a wonderful weekend.
By the way, happy early Mother's Day to all the moms. Oh, wait. No, that's next week, isn't it?
Next week.
Yeah, next weekend.
Oh, okay.
Baby Shark.
May the 4th be with you. With you. And also with you.
I couldn't find.
Where's your closer?
Oh,
thank you. Jeez.
I was waiting for
the one who's up.
We need an override button.
I really was waiting for y'all to hit the button. I'm like, somebody hit the little thing.
We don't have it.
I have it. So
needs to be like a red plunger that anyone can hit in case of emergency.
The Conan O'Brien lever.
Like at a gas station.
Because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day.
It was the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
The Big D and Bubba Weekly.
Weekly Podcast.
Big finish.
The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast. The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Baby Shark.
Hanging out with Chris Young. It's good to see you, man.
Good to see y'all.
Look at that beard. You got, what do you got, Miracle-Grow in that thing? That sucker's it's popping. Like
a, he's a Chris Chia pet.
I did not have time to shave it down to normal length this morning.
Can you turn to the side? Dude, there's not even one little spotty patch in there.
No.
It's not
It hadn't started falling out yet.
No, this is how they should be. Gentlemen, please take note. It should look like this. Or just scrap it.
Okay.
Helpful hint, sorry.
There's some guy waking up listening to this, staring in the mirror, crying now.
Exactly. He's going, what did I do wrong with my life?
Like, you're no Chris Young. Why can't you do anything?
Anyway, looking good, man.
Thank you, brother. Yeah. Thank you.
Sounded good, too. The new song is really good.
Look at you. And you even brought Carson flowers.
I did.
Sweet.
I did.
Tying into the song and everything.
Yeah, come on. So for those of you that were like just catching the tail end of that, or if you your first time hearing it, obviously, I fell in love with that song. Not to make too much of a pun, because it's a love song.
Right? No, it's good. And we were just talking about how we need more love songs.
Well, I realized I went back and looked, and I've cut some on the past couple records, but it's been a while since I've put out like a ballad, straight down the middle wedding love song.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had to bring her 11 real ones and one fake one. And I'll love her till the last one dies.
So my issue
isolate
with
that clip.
I sent
that's her ringtone now.
One of the co-writers, Jordan Walker, a friend of mine. I sent him, I said, dude, I said, Chris is here. And I said, I have real issues with this song. And he was like, he goes, well, just accept it and play it 1,000 times. And I said, my problem.
I have a feeling, by the way, that you like gathered yourself on 1,000 that's not what he said.
No, it's not. Dude, well read. But yeah, I was just like, because it's based on something that's not real. The flower is fake. That's the base. That
it's good. And look, it is perfect for wedding season. Wedding season is here, peeps. If you're looking for a good wedding song, something that'll stand out, boom, Chris Young, Till the Last One Dies.
I didn't even pay you to say that.
I know.
This is awesome.
Jordan told me to shut up. That's what he said. So shut up. Yeah. Chris Young is in the studio with us. I can't believe Bubba and Chris haven't already done a secret handshake or something.
I'm not bringing it up. I'm not saying a word.
We've actually actively not.
No.
Even
try to keep it down. No,
so yeah. I will tell you, before anybody alludes to what we're talking about, not only have we not talked about it, but I actively never bring it up because I don't want anybody else to get bored. So I'm not going to say a word.
Well, what we're talking about is the two of these are Star Wars complete nerds.
You're talking about.
Yeah,
we didn't go there.
We didn't even bring that up.
You went there.
It was funny, man. I remember the first time that you two found out that y'all are like this. Together.
Like this.
Well, okay, and so it first of all,
like, he was like this. Spider-Man pointing at each other.
I don't know if you know this. There's millions of people that are like that.
I heard.
Yeah.
I heard. I just never got into Star Wars like everyone else.
I know. It's totally fine that you love My Little Pony. It's okay.
It's not even that.
He's a brony.
My Little Brony. It's not even that. You know what? I liked the first ones. And then it got to the point where I couldn't keep up with the story. I got confused. And maybe I'm not smart enough to follow along or whatever. But it was like, we're going forwards. We're going backwards. Where's this at? Is this guy's not even alive yet. This is the pre-story.
There is an order that you're supposed to watch them in. But I will say this to anyone who is like, I don't like Star Wars. I'm not even going to watch one. Go back and watch Rogue One. I think if you watch any Star Wars movie, if you've never watched one before, that is maybe the perfect movie.
Yeah.
It's a mix
of... you don't have to have any sort of basis of any of the lore or anything.
That's where I'm at.
Yeah. So
all right, go watch that one.
Rogue One, you can watch it, and it's just a fantastic movie.
And I enjoyed those ones when I had Disney Plus for a hot second. of watching the Mandalorian thing. I watched that whole series. That was really good.
The price hiked and you were out?
Oh, man. And trying to cancel those suckers?
Are you sure you want to cancel?
Dude, I had to like poop in a box. I had to. I mean, it was not easy. But I got my $9 or whatever it is. Take that, Disney. You and your dopiness.
Well, we tried not to talk about it today.
I know, and yeah, I brought it up.
It's all right. It's all right.
Chris Young, the new song is out. It is called "Till the Last One Dies."
Great wedding song.
Good wedding song. Can you talk about this? Is your first, like, you haven't done a good wedding? What's okay? So what is? So if you haven't had a good sappy like ballad in a while,
well, okay. So like, here's the thing: if you go back and you look, really the last song that would fit in that lane, I guess, would be "Who I Am with You," which is from like 2015.
So it's been 10 years.
It's been a while. Now there's been other songs that have been on the records, but as far as like singles, I've had other ballads, but like, you know, Drowning obviously is not.
What about I'm Coming Over? I mean, that's kind of well,
that's sexy though.
Yeah, that's not like we're gonna stay together for long song.
It's a couple's dance.
That's a daylight hits and I'm out the door song.
That's like looking for you is a song that talks about falling in love with someone, but it's not
right.
That type right. of love song.
No, this song is, you know, if you're doing the whole wedding planning thing, if you're trying to pick a song, this is really perfect. I mean, it's smart. It is so smart to come out with this song right now because, again, like we talked about, there's not a whole lot of love songs. There's just not. Yeah. It is the perfect time to do a love song because nobody's been putting them out. And what we need in this world is more love.
Before you know it, man, you're going to see those TikToks of some lady walking out to get married. Mm-hmm. Have you seen that? The... From this moment.
Have you not seen her?
Have you not
oh
seen
her? Oh, she's my not in Lord. Your algorithm yet. Just wait.
I hope so. We're going to have people
well,
singing.
Well, now that you've screamed it and my phone listens to everything that I
Do
say.
Do you believe that? Do you think?
Oh, I absolutely think that your phone listens to everything
Do you think
you
it for but for what? Why?
Just to get your algorithm correct. And it's not just the app you mentioned. I think it's a lot of them.
It's everything. Everything
someone
is
will be
listening.
Talking about like pretzels. And then all of a sudden, like there'll be an ad pop up on IG.
So
of,
it's
like, oh, did you like some pretzels?
I have conversations literally where I have my buddy on the phone, like on speakerphone, and I'll turn on, you know, YouTube on TV on my TV and an ad will pop up for whatever we were just talking about on my phone. Yep. Completely separate stuff. I'm like
once is coincidence, twice is suspicious. The fact that it's happened way more than twice, at least to me. I don't know about you guys, but it's not. It's
a little sus. I absolutely believe that they're gathering all the information on us. I mean, dude, there's all these server farms out in the middle of the desert, all over the place. We have all the info on everything.
Now we sound like we're about to segue into UFOs.
Man, I'm telling you,
stop it, Chris. What you did you just do?
You and Chris Bubba are roadies. Y'all could take a road trip together and.
The conversation
deep.
Would never lull. It would be awesome.
It would be deep pretty dive. Great.
And yeah. I do think the UFO stuff is us. I think it's mostly us. I do think there's otherworldly things going on, but I think there's a mix of us and time travel.
I think
we have time tourists come and check out the old
this
ways.
This is your favorite thing, isn't
this,
it?
I can't get enough, Chris. I cannot.
So there's a song called
"Till
the Last."
I heard her head shaking back and forth the minute we started this.
So there's a song called "Till the Last One Dies." I don't know if you've heard it. It's pretty great.
Great song. The label appreciates you for that. They're just dropping that back in there.
At least Chris brought you flowers. You know. Well, this has been great.
How do they smell, Carson?
Well, one of them smells fake.
Are they all real?
The other 11 are beautiful.
Okay. So, really, is they all real except for one fake one?
Yeah,
the song.
I know, just like the song. I didn't know you really followed all the way through.
Yeah.
Have you seen the Lego flowers where you can make them with Legos?
I have not.
No.
I haven't seen those either.
You should look into it.
I'm sure it'll pop up on my phone when I leave. Don't worry.
Flower Legos from this moment. All right. Chris Young, everyone. You can check out tour dates. It's going all the way through in the summer. ChrisYoungCountry.com. ChrisYoungCountry.com. May the force be with you. You got to say it, I think. Isn't that the rules of you guys? You nerds, you got to say it back.
And also with you.
There you go. Or is that the Catholic Church?
Wait a minute.
Wait a second.
Till the Last One Dies, it's out.
Till the Last One Dies, Chris Young, it's a new song.